every single day. God bless you and be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And certainly, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Ron Brown, who sells gold and silver. And hi, Ron, how are we doing?
Just fine, Dr. Stan.
Well, boy, we're certainly living in exciting times, and I really haven't seen a drop like this in gold for I can't remember how long. They are just really pulling the whole stirrups out from under the gold market. I thought it was down to something like 1609. It's dropped something 70 points, $70 an ounce here in the last 30 days. That's one of the most dramatic drops I've seen in a long time. What do you think of it?
Well, same old, whenever the gold and silver is the barometer of confidence in your Ponzi scheme, and they keep trying to convince us that the economy is in recovery, which it isn't, and yet gold, when gold rises, it's sending out a message loud and clear to the world that there's something wrong in River City. So the bankers and the politicians will pull every trick they can to force and manipulate the price of gold and silver down. And quite simply, as long as you get the gold price of gold and silver off these commodity exchanges in New York and London, where you have a bunch of speculators trading paper contracts on high leverage, my goodness, the bankers can control that market till the cows come home.
Ron, are you on a regular hardline phone? Because we don't have a very good line.
I'm on a cordless phone. That's all I have.
You're on a what phone?
A cordless phone.
Oh, I mean a cordless phone. You don't have a regular phone line then. Okay, fine. Well, we'll just make the best of it then. Anyway, certainly, I believe this whole thing is manipulated. I believe, of course, usually why the price will go down before it's going to go back up again. But certainly, I mean, I read something the other day. Somebody had calculated that if the gold was at its real price, why it would be, you know, tens of thousands of dollars an ounce. Have you read things like that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, when you look at, it took our nation from 1791 to 1982 to get to $1 trillion in national debt. Today, our national debt is 16 to 17 trillion, if you buy their figures. But that doesn't even include the off-budget things and the things like Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid and all that. And if you add all of that in, most of you experts will say our national debt is approaching or somewhere around 100 trillion. So, yeah, and terms of paper dollars, if gold were to go to its natural value, it should be up to, you know, $5,000-$10,000 an ounce easily.
And I think that people don't really understand that certainly economies collapse, currencies collapse. Certainly it was John Adams who said, you know, the two ways to destroy a nation, one is by invading it, and the other is, of course, by destroying the value of its currency. And this is certainly being done by the people in Washington, D.C., many of whom I really believe want to destroy this nation. And we have simply runaway money creation. The Federal Reserve is creating $85 billion every month in buying mortgage bonds and buying treasury notes, and how much more they're creating and giving to other central banks to buy our treasury. We do know that the treasury's got to come up with about $100 billion every month so they can pay their bills, and they can't keep doing that indefinitely because it's all borrowed money. How long can you live on borrowed money? If you and I tried to do that, we'd be in real trouble. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you study the history of monetary explosions and collapses, they can occur very, very suddenly. And if you don't make your preparations now, why, of course, you could be in for a sad awakening. And I really do believe that many people who think they're very well off today could be paupers tomorrow. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Are the products available? And this is Dr. Stan. I was simply asking Ron, certainly with the prices down dramatically, can you really buy gold at these lower prices? Are you able to buy them at lower prices, both for gold and silver? Or is it simply the price is there, but there are no sellers? Well, what's your take on that?
Well, the market's getting a lot tighter. My biggest dealer that I work with in Dallas, for example, on junk bags, which is the old pre 65 coins, diamond quarters and halves, they've been back ordered over 5 weeks for a good, for the last 2-3 months. The Silver Eagle, which is one of the biggest investment items for investors, 2 times the mint last month in January, couldn't make deliveries, and they suspended deliveries. In fact, there was over 7.2 million ounces of Silver Eagle sold in January alone, despite the delays and curtailment ships. So yeah, the markets are getting very tight, but up to now you can get it. For a period last month, my dealer in the mint raised the premium on the Silver Eagles by over $1 an ounce. So what will happen is, as the demand for silver continues to overwhelm the ability of the mint to keep up with it, ultimately what they will start to do is raise the premium. And they'll start doing it rather dramatically because they've got to curtail the demand and force it to go somewhere else. Think about it. If you're another embarrassing for the Mets to not be able to keep up with the demand, because it's really a message sent out that the people don't trust the paper and they want to exchange it for gold and silver. So it's just a matter of time, I understand, before...
I agree with you. I think that this is all manipulated, and I think that nobody really wants to come out to say that this is manipulated. But, of course, when you go to say, well, fine, I'll buy some, and they say, well, but it's going to be 5 or 6 weeks before you can get it. And will they be able to get it at the prices they have today? In other words, if I were to buy a $1,000 bag of silver, but I don't know what that would ordinarily run, but instead of it's delivered 5 or 6 weeks from now, will I be able to get it at the price it's quoted today?
Exactly, and let me recount something that happened back in 1982, because this is something people don't want to be caught trying to get gold and silver in. You remember when Ronald Reagan, it was on June the 20th of 1982, he came out and made a famous speech where he basically was saying, paraphrasing, damn the torpedo, folks, I'm not going to allow us to go into a depression, and I'm going to open the money spigot and create an economic boom. And of course, that's when the stock market boom triggered that went all the way to the year 2000. But the day before he made that announcement, gold was trading at $3.78 an ounce. And if you'd have called me and ordered 10,000 ounces, 100 ounce bars, or whatever, and wired the money, I could have had them shipped to you by Thursday. If you waited till Thursday to buy, though, what happened is gold went from $4.78, and it bounced all the way to $7.15 in 2 days.
Are you talking about gold or silver, Ron?
Silver.
Okay, fine.
Silver, I'm sorry. And what happened in those 2 days, if you wanted to buy silver on Thursday, remember the speech was on Tuesday, the dealer would have said, we won't even take your order unless you send us the money up front. But once we get your money and place the order, we won't be able to ship you for 8 to 10 weeks. And that was in 1982, when the national debt wasn't even, it barely reached $1 trillion. So you can imagine what's going to happen now when you've got hundreds of trillions of dollars sloshing around the globe, losing confidence in the paper money system and gold and silver, which was rather plentiful back then. We've consumed probably another 25, I don't know what percentage, but we've consumed a major portion of the above-ground silver industrially. So there's a lot less silver above ground today than there was in 82, and yet you've got 10, 20, 30, 40 times as much paper money that's going to go into it. So when you look at those numbers, you realize the government will do everything desperately that they can to keep people from waking up, panicking out of the paper. So once it happens, it'll happen overnight.
Well, I would think people would wake up when they hear that Germany has to get its money back from the Federal Reserve System, and the Federal Reserve said, well, we'll get it back to you over a period of 7 years. Now, I think that was one of the most dramatic things that's happened, and basically what it means is that suddenly we can talk about all the gold that's there, but when you try to get it, you can't get your hands on it. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California where I live. And if you'd like to talk to Ron, you have a question or comment. But ladies and gentlemen, we are in real serious financial problems. And basically, I do not believe that the central banks have the gold, at least the United States and England, and they're loath to release the money, the gold that they've been holding for other countries. Because basically, when you have gold, you can lend that out half a dozen times, which works great. You can make a lot of money that way, unless somebody wants to get their gold back again. In other words, if I were to have gold sitting in the Federal Reserve the vaults in either New York City or at Fort Knox, and certainly as long as it's there, why, of course, it's acknowledged. But let's imagine I want to get the gold, and they've let it out to half a dozen different people, that same gold, and of course, people don't want it there at their home, and they don't want it at their bank. They leave it there in the Federal Reserve Bank in New York City, thinking that there's really gold there, but it's all an illusion. In fact, this whole monetary system is an illusion. Banks let out money they don't have all the time. That's what they call a fractional reserve. You may have to have a 3, 4, or 5% reserve for every dollar you send out. Oh, but of course, down the line, what happens when all the people want their money back? Or what even happens when the money begins to collapse? And people are fretted to get their hands on something. And basically, of course, we've been told, well, the federal government will stand behind you. And certainly Sheila Bair, who headed the FDIC, and that was the Federal Deposit Insurance Company, that guaranteed the banks, you know, why we've got all this money. And there's a run on the banks. We'll come to their aid. But the trouble is, Sheila Bair left the FDIC because they didn't have any money. And you have all this, the people have the money on deposit in the banks. But if we were to have massive runs across America, why there's not the money there? And the federal government doesn't have it, and the only thing they would be able to do would be to print it. Well, right now, ladies and gentlemen, of course, people in other countries are buying gold. And our understanding is that the Chinese are buying tremendous amounts of gold. The Indians are trying to buy gold, although the Indian government is doing everything they can to discourage it. But there are people in other countries who recognize the fact that the paper currencies of the world are certainly an illusion. And one of these days it's going to come down, and certainly here in the past, at least some Americans have understood what's going on. But most Americans just want to live the good life and not worry about this sort of thing. And yet, of course, certainly we saw what happened back in 1929, the 1930s. People who were fabulously wealthy one day, a few days later or a few weeks later, were certainly penniless because of the destruction of the value of the currency, the collapsing of the banks. And don't tell me it couldn't happen again because the government doesn't have any money or has very little money in the FDIC today. And as a result of that, of course, why, of course, if there is a run on the banks, why the only solution would be the government will just have to keep printing money and printing money and printing money. And as they do that, they progressively destroy the value of our currency. They're already doing it. They're lying to you about it. The rate of inflation is really running 7 to 8%. And the government lies about the unemployment rate. If you look at the U6 unemployment rate, the government, even in small print, will admit it's well over 14.4%, but the truth of the matter, it's really up to 23% U6 unemployment. And they simply pay people a great deal of money to lie and deceive the American people. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Ron, what's your opinion of what's happening over in Europe? What's your opinion about what's happening in China? What's your opinion about what's happening to the economy here in the United States?
Well, Europe is in a world of hurt. The whole system is bankrupt. Unemployment is massive there. The banks are defaulting. They're having to print massive amounts of money to bail them out. The same thing is happening here. And China's sitting there in the catbird seat. And they've been plotting and planning for years to overtake the U.S. and become the world's economic and power. And so they're just playing our bankers, our U.S. politicians, for the fools they are. You know, starting back in the 80s, we started to send all of our plants, equipment, and technology overseas to take advantage of their cheap labor, and then turn around and buy everything they make. So we're building their infrastructure while we're destroying our infrastructure because all of our industry has left the country and gone overseas. So China is now squeezing us, and they're in the final stages, in my opinion, of doing the final takeover where they basically collapse the U.S. economy as we know it, and they become the world's superpower economically. The money centers will switch over to China.
Okay, you're going to have to just keep speaking up, Ron. That phone is getting a little tired. But basically, Americans don't understand. Here's a, during the 1930s, we had soup lines. We had lines where people had to go for food. Today, we don't do that. Today, we give people food stamps. 47.5 million Americans are on food stamps today. 47.5 million Americans are on food stamps today. And how are we paying for it? Well, we're simply borrowing $1 trillion a year. We're borrowing $1 trillion a year so we can continue giving free food to people who either aren't working or can't work or can't make enough money. But ladies and gentlemen, we got real problems. You don't see the soup lines today. But of course, go to the store and notice all the people paying with their credit card. Of course, their credit card looks just like your credit card. You don't know, but an awful lot of the people are out there. Suddenly are living on the food stamps, and some of them are even better than you are. Some of the people really need the help. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And when we get back, we'll tell you how to get in touch with Ron. He certainly is a reliable individual who can explain to you exactly what's really happening today.
Your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try Propax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Ron Brown. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And Ron, how can people get in touch with you?
1-800-595-0561. That's 1-800-595-0561. 1-800-595-0561.
All right, fine. That sounds a lot better. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I think you have to understand what's really happening. Basically, of course, we've been sending phenomenal amounts of money over to China. And we have certainly a massive deficit with China, and they're holding a lot of dollars. So what are they doing? They're coming over here, and they're buying up homes at a considerable number. The homes that are being bought up in the United States are being bought up by the Chinese. Now, you're not hearing about that, but that, I believe, is one reason why, of course, the price of homes has been going up somewhat here, because people are buying them. But is this the average individual going out and buying homes? Well, some people are. But an awful lot of those homes are being bought by the Chinese. Have you heard about that, Ron?
Oh, yeah. I've been hearing about it for several years now. And, of course, the Chinese are trying to convert as many of their dollars to stuff anything tangible and real that they can. In addition to gold and silver, they're going around the world buying up mines. All sorts of things, and I'm sure they're going to put a good deal of that money.
Oh, Ron, just go ahead and speak up there.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's just fine.
Okay. You know, when we keep talking about how they manipulate the price of gold, I think it's important to understand sometimes how they do it and how it takes years for the world to catch up to their tricks. Let me give you one example. Back in the 70s, if you'll recall, gold made its major move. It went from $35 an ounce to $870 an ounce. And that's when Paul Volcker came in. They raised interest rates to 21%, and they busted the gold and the silver market down, way from 870 down to, what, 240, 250. But then it started back to rise in early 82 or so. And now, remember, they came out with a concept called, we found a way for people to make money on their gold. They can lease it out. So the example I give to explain how this works is, I'd ask everyone out there to pretend for a moment they're the CEO of the largest gold mining company in the world, a company called American Barricks. And at the time, they were producing somewhere around 5 million ounces a year. And pretend for a moment I'm your banker. I'm the one you have to come to every time you want to start a new project. You've got to borrow money to go out and do the drilling and all the things it takes to build a gold mine. And I call you and I say, listen, Dr. Stan, I need to come see you for a moment. You say, well, come on down. And I fly out to see you and I take you out to lunch. And I say, look, I need to explain something to you. These central bankers are totally committed to holding the price below a certain price. Let's say at the time this happened, gold was trading at 350, 375, and they will not allow gold to go over $400 an ounce. And every time the free market tries to take the price over that, here's what these bankers will do, and I give you a whole litany of the things that they'll do to drive the price down. What do you know at that point? As the CEO of a gold mining company, your objective is to make as much profit as you can, and you've just found it. If you believe that we have the power to do that, that the top price you're going to get for your gold in the foreseeable future is $400 an ounce. And I say, by the way, the bankers have authorized me to loan you, this is a true fact, up to 10 years of your future production, which you can sell into the market to get the top price. So let's say at the time gold is right at that $400 price, and I say, and you say, well, why don't we start with 1 year? So the banks loan you 4 million ounces, or 5 million ounces, I think I said, of gold, which we sell into the market. When that gold is sold into the market, what does it do? It caps the price and drives the price down. You took the proceeds of that 5 million ounces, which is, what, $2 billion, you put it in the bond paying 16%. When you go to your next shareholders meeting, you are the talk of the town. You're the jolly good fellow, because you just made the most brilliant play. So what happened when in American business? Now, that was so much fun. Let's do 2 million ounces or 2 years production. Let's do 3 years production. One point, they were oversold, sold forward 15 years of future production. Now, to bring that forward today, whose gold do you think was being loaned, leased out to be sold into the market? It was Germany's gold. It was the Netherlands' gold. It was all the gold that they were storing for other countries. And that gold, as you said earlier, Dr. Stan, is probably gone. It is. So it's now starting to come to a head where people are waking up to the fact that the gold has been sold out, rehypothecated, when it was solve it. And now the countries are wanting to get their gold back, and we're about to see the greatest scandal in monetary history.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how it's done. This is how, of course, they manipulate the price of gold and silver. It's dishonest. But, of course, the people who run the government are in on it. They're all in on it. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I just had an opportunity to talk today to a gentleman who's just back from Turkey, bringing me up to date on what's going on over there. And Chris, as you know, Turkey traditionally was the ally of Israel up until 2002. And now, of course, Turkey has been taken over by the radical Islamists. And basically, that area is a seething cauldron. And basically, who has the third largest supply of chemical weapons in the world? It's Syria. Where did Syria get them from? Well, they got them from Iraq. Where did Iraq and Saddam Hussein get them from? They got them from us. So this is going back into the 1980s, and now Syria has all those chemical and biological weapons. Assad, the dictator of Syria, has said that if it looks like the war is going to be lost, or if they are attacked, or certainly if he is killed, of why his generals are to attack Israel. And, of course, when they attack them, I mean, they have all sorts of missiles, and they will put the chemical weapons upon them. And basically, of course, apparently Hezbollah in Lebanon has about 50,000 weapons over there. This is a seething cauldron, and the only question is not if, but when that war is going to break out. And so Obama has said that if it looks like there's going to be problems over there as far as the chemical weapons in Syria, that is the line in the sand that we will not allow to be crossed, and at that point, American troops will be enter the fray over there. And although you're not hearing about it on the regular media, why, of course, I think it's only a matter of not if, but when. And, of course, basically, Iran suddenly is threatening Israel. Israel is threatening Iran, and America will not be out of this one. I think terrible times lie ahead, but you see, this is what happens, and this is how you distract people from looking at the financial problems, and suddenly you begin to simply churning out massive amounts of money. The value of the currency is destroyed, but everybody says, we had no alternative, we had to go to war. And I would tell you that I believe before this year is out, America is going to be involved in a war, either with Hezbollah or with Syria or with Iran. And, of course, more and more people will die. Over 70,000 innocent civilians in Syria have been killed in this battle. And certainly there are probably a couple of million who are displaced, certainly 700,000 or 800,000 in other countries. Why do we ever talk about that? I mean, why do we talk about all sorts of things? Certainly a tragedy there on a cruise boat where 5,000 people went without certainly lavatories for a few days. But why don't we talk about the 70,000 people killed in Syria by the rebel army that is financed with your tax money? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have special forces troops in both Jordan and in Turkey who are training the Syrian rebels and financing the Syrian rebels and arming the Syrian rebels. And nobody tells the American people. Is it that they don't know or they don't want you to know? And I would suggest, ladies and gentlemen, the media is tightly controlled and most of what you believe is simply not true. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. I believe, of course, that there are real economic problems in Europe, and the only thing that's keeping Europe afloat is massive loans to the Mediterranean countries, that is, to Spain and to Portugal and to Greece and to Italy by the European Central Bank. But how long can they keep pouring money into these countries that are certainly spending far more than they're taking in, and they're all on the edge of a bankruptcy? But because they're bound together with the European Union as far as the currency is concerned, they can't devalue their currency, and they don't have enough money coming in. The only thing they can do is simply get massive loans coming from the European Central Bank, and the whole economic structure of Europe is on the verge of collapse, and America is not too far behind. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. What are your thoughts, Ron?
Well, of course, war is always the biggest destructor of wealth, and what has the United States been in for the last 20, 30 years? All these no-win wars, all these wars which are really designed to try to maintain our status as a reserve currency. As people wake up, try to break away from us, we have to come down on them. You know, look at Iran that we're looking at, look at Afghanistan, look at Libya, look at on and on and on. All of these military things were triggered by our desire to maintain our status as the world's reserve currency. So that is about to be taken away from us, and as it does, then the whole financial system that's been built on this easy credit so the whole world was buying our debt is going to start to collapse. We're already seeing it. The U.S. Fed, the Federal Reserve System, is already monetizing, part of a lot of the experts, 90% of our debt. So it's just a printing press kicking the can down the road. It's just a matter of time before that company collapses.
Well, I certainly share your concern, but what really bothers me is the fact that certainly most of the pension funds, major pension funds, either union pension funds or certainly government pension funds, federal or state pension funds, they're all underfunded. And, of course, basically they have to make about 7.5% a year so that they do keep up. But, of course, they, if they're invested in bonds, why, of course, they're basically are only making maybe at the most 1% on those. And basically, I think what you're saying is the pension funds are going further and further behind. Most of the pension funds are dramatically underfunded. Well, let's go to Mike, who's calling us from Scotts Valley. Hi, Mark. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I got a question. You know, when you listen to the major networks, like over the last 7 or 8 years, they've really emphasized at certain points about the Islamic threat. Even in conservative circles, emphasize about the Islamic threat. But my question, for any insight you guys may have on it, is how much do you think the Islamic threat is really, you know, touted or put out there by the Luciferian influences of global government to get the people's focus.
All right, fine. Is the Islamic, is the question then, is the Islamic threat real? And so should we be concerned about them? Should we be willing possibly even to go to war because of the Islamic threat? Would that be the essence of your question?
Yeah, well, and what percentage are we talking about?
All right, fine. Jerron, why don't you go ahead and answer that for Mike, and then I'll give you my thoughts on it.
Okay.
Well, you know, there's the old saying, the best enemy money can buy, and I think they're using the Islamic threat. I'm not saying it's not real. I think it is. Mm-hmm. But I think they're basically using it to destroy our financial system, you know. How many trillions of dollars have we spent in the last 20 years fighting these wars? And they're all for the wrong reasons. So it's a mixed bag. But, yeah, just anything that threatens our Christian society, and we see it happening everywhere in Europe and so forth. So, yeah, it's a threat. I don't know how to put a number on it, though.
All right, fine. Well, let me give you my impression, Mike. Basically, of course, we're told about this terrible Islamic threat, and we have this terrorist threat here in the United States. How many of the terrorist threats in America, how many of the potential bombings or acts of violence have been created by the FBI? How many of them have been spontaneous? And I would like to suggest, I don't think any one of them had been spontaneous. Yes, we had this one psychiatrist, army psychiatrist, but he was in touch with one of the people over there, certainly in Pakistan or Afghanistan, a spiritual leader who was advising him. But almost everyone, there may have been one other, but all of these have been actually government threats. A fellow who built the bomb and put it in a car there in Times Square in New York City. He had gone over to Pakistan to learn to build a bomb, and they taught him how to build a bomb. They taught him how to build a bomb that wouldn't explode. And certainly, literally all of these are contrived. If there was really an Islamic threat, our southern border is wide open. Thousands of people come across that border almost every single day. And certainly, Islamic terrorists could come across with a backpack full of explosives and go into a mall. They could go into a football game, into a basketball game, and they could kill a lot of Americans. How many times has that happened? And it hasn't happened once since 2001. And let me tell you what happened in 2001. If you watch those buildings come down, watch the Twin Towers come down, watch certainly the top of building of the South Tower, and you'll see it dissolves. Why would the South Tower dissolve before the building begins to totally collapse? Because there are explosives in those buildings. And see all the material that comes out. Look at the clouds of dust. That is pulverized cement. You don't pulverize cement with a spontaneous collapse. That's explosives, and those were controlled demolitions. And basically, you saw the planes hit. But the planes hitting had nothing to do with the buildings coming down. Watch Building 7 come down. That's what convinced me. And you can see that on my website. Why don't you just at RadioLiberty.com at the section Other Videos on the Web, and it's down at the bottom. Watch Building 7 come down. You'll see how the center of the roof begins to cave in. It begins to go down in the middle. And then the base of the building it goes down. That's a controlled demolition. You take out the center of the building so the walls will fall in. You don't want them to fall out in a controlled demolition. So the center of the roof goes down, and then the base of the building collapses. And then the building comes down. That's controlled demolition. Building 7 was controlled demolition. The whole thing was a controlled demolition. I know people. I interviewed Jimmy Walters many times. He was a multimillionaire in New York City. He actually spent $8 million of his own money putting ads on in the newspapers in New York City. And they threatened him that they were told him they would kill him if he didn't leave the country. And last thing I heard, he was hiding in Europe. If there was nothing to conceal, why did they threaten Jimmy Walters and so many of the other people? There is no terrorist threat, Mike. It's all contrived. Now, there are a lot of Muslims who are in Pakistan hate us because we've killed their children. Why are we using our drones over there to kill innocent civilians? Why are we doing that? We've killed literally about 3,000 of them. Why would we do that? Go right ahead. Anything else, Ron?
No, I agree with you. I mean, at the root of it, I do acknowledge it's a spiritual battle, but I think it was well stated and well put. The best enemies money can buy.
And the other thing is, Mike, I think this is all a prelude to the fact that we are going to be involved in a war in the Middle East before this year is out. I really believe that. How it's going to work out, I don't know, but I do believe this is what's planned. I hope and pray I'm wrong, though. Anything else, Mike, before we let you go?
No, thanks for the response.
Okay, God bless. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. A little off subject, but I think it's an important issue that has to be brought out again and again. The whole war on terror is contrived. Why? Why, of course, it's a diversion. It justifies having the drones here in America. It justifies listening to all of our telephone calls, reading all of our faxes and emails, making sure that we have video cameras on every corner and every building so we can monitor our people constantly. We can watch them, certainly with the drones. We can follow them with GPS. We can even tap into their computers. And you have a little, if you have a laptop, you have a little camera on the top of it. They can actually watch you with that if the top is open, and they can listen to everything you say. Certainly the cell phones have built-in software so that if you were carrying that in your pocket, they can listen to what you're saying if they want to monitor you. This is what's really going on in America today. And the fact that nobody wants to talk about it is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, I guess, is Ron Brown. And I'd say, Ron, once again, I want you to tell our listeners about your telephone number and how they can get in touch with you, and what will happen if they do get in touch with you. Do you have any sort of a newsletter, or you set out emails on a regular basis, or what?
Yeah, anyone that would like to get in touch, my telephone number is 1-800-595-0561. 1-800-595-0561. And what I do is, I used to write letters from time to time. What I do now, there's so many brilliant people out there on the internet that I have people that want to get on my internet, on my email list. And as I read dozens of articles every week and I see things that I think are really pertinent, what I do is just forward those out to the people on my list. So anyone would like to be on that list, just give me a call.
But certainly some of the very, very smart people, I know you read Jim Willie very closely, and certainly there are a number of people out there that basically, of course, are writing on a regular basis. And certainly most of the very, very conservative commentators are frightened to death about what's unfolding. And Doug Casey certainly is warning people. He's been around ever since I can remember, telling people, prepare, prepare, prepare. Because if this happens, once it happens, why, of course, just forget it. You're not going to be able to make any preparations. And most of what you've worked your entire life for, and you've been saving up for your retirement, most of it can be gone literally overnight. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. In fact, there's a man out there that people need to check on. His fellow by the name of James Sinclair, and he has an email. It's jsmindset.com. And Jim is one of the most, I was reading him back in the late 70s, and he's one of the most brilliant guys out there, very wealthy, but he does his whole newsletter, and he dedicates massive amounts of time, doesn't charge a penny for it. He's just trying to wake up his fellow Americans, save our system, because let's face it, folks, the gold and silver will do us absolutely no good if we lose this constitutional republic and the rule of law based on biblical principles that give us certain inalienable rights to come from God. If we lose that, we come under the rule of man, and that's tyranny, and that's where we're headed.
And I certainly agree with you, and I think people have to really begin making their preparations now. What would you tell people to do, Ron, if somebody calls you and says, Ron, what should I do to protect myself and my family?
You know, the first thing that I try to tell people, and, you know, when a nation is under a honest monetary system, all an individual has to do is try to be good and dedicated at whatever he does, whether it's a doctor, a lawyer, or a bricklayer. If you just work hard at it, be good at it, take 5-10% of your money, put it into savings, you can return prosperity. But the problem is when you go under a dishonest monetary system, everyone, whether they like it or not, whether you're a doctor or a bricklayer, you have to become an economist. You have to understand what money is and how they're destroying it, because otherwise we're seeing very intelligent and very successful people losing everything because they don't understand the economy.
Well, I agree with you, and I think it's vitally important that people begin making preparations. I think you should have, certainly you should have food and water and medical supplies and health supplies on hand. But I think is that the most important thing is the spiritual preparation, because I don't think any of us are going to get by what lies ahead unless we have a personal relationship with our Lord. And if you don't have, don't know the Lord, and Sydney, might go to some local minister there and start reading the Bible. Understand, I believe we're truly living in what is truly prophetic times. Our guest is Ron Brown. And
your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try Propax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease. There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken it upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-500-5000. 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and I just wanted to mention that one of our advertisers is Nutritional Therapeutics, and their product is called Propax with NT Factor. Propax with NT Factor is a vitamin mineral combination with something called NT Factor, which really does seem to help people, or at least has been purported to help many people with chronic fatigue. Certainly our good friend Dr. Garth Nicholson has supervised experiments with this, who's found that at least 35% improvement in people who took the product. I know my son takes it, my granddaughter takes it, and they both swear by that the Propax with NT Factor makes them feel better. So if you'd like to know more about the product, their telephone number is 1-800-982-9158. That's 1-800-982, pardon me, 9158. 1-800-982-9158. And then, of course, we need to remind you that my ministry is primarily listener supported. If you're out there in the listening audience, you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, and you can subscribe to our newsletter. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You get the various products that we carry, and we carry a new line of spices. And you say, spices? Oh, well, this is the spices that we put onto all of our food, and it really dresses it up. We've been using these for close to 20 years, and I finally got the idea that maybe we could offer them to our listeners. We worked out a deal with people. I think we're the only people who are doing this, that they are available in some grocery stores. But basically, of course, if you'd like to get a list of the various spices, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We carry a line of health products like... You should be taking magnesium and selenium and large doses of vitamin D and vitamin C and certainly all sorts of things we carry on hand to make you feel better. And, of course, then we carry the Miracle 2 products and the Berkey products are all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I should mention, if you're living in Southern California, I will be speaking at the Health Freedom Expo on the 3rd of March. That's a Sunday. It's at the Long Beach Convention Center in Southern California, and it's going to be a 3-day conference. I'll be there. I'll have a booth. But if you'd like to come and hear us talk on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, well, I would love to meet you, and we'll be there having at our booth if you'd like to meet us. And then, of course, we hope many of you will want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. It will really introduce you into what's really going on in the world today. And the book has really had an impact on a number of prominent people. I think that you'll enjoy it. You should read the book, and then hopefully, if you decide to get a case of the books, we're going to have to be closing at probably in 3 or 4 weeks. We'll have enough people to go ahead and reproduce the book. We have almost half the number we need actually to get another printing of the book. This will probably be the last printing, at least for me. But if you'd like, of course, to get the book, which is called Brotherhood of Darkness, and we'll introduce you into the people who run the world and what their real objective and goal is. Because believe me, ladies and gentlemen, if you think that Barack Obama is controlling America or that he makes any of the decisions on his own, you're sadly mistaken, any more than that George W. Bush controlled things, than Bill Clinton controlled things, that George Herbert Walker Bush, yes, and even Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan, certainly after the threat on his life, went right along with the system. He had no alternative. We're not talking about something imaginary. We're talking about something very real. A small group of very wealthy men and powerful men who have a different vision and who are using the financial and military power of the United States to foment wars throughout the world and bring about a one-world government. And we're in the process of crushing the governments over in the Middle East, uniting the Middle East behind the Muslim Brotherhood in preparation for the coming war. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest our 4-CD set on geoengineering, our 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack, and then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love, stand beside her.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of David Rogney. And David, of course, is an ordained minister, and he's missionary work, wrote a book about his experiences in the mission field, and that's how we first became acquainted with him. Then he had a church up in northern, I think, in Washington, the state of Washington, and now, of course, he's going back to the mission field again because, of course, he feels a real calling to go there. They are certainly have an opportunity to be part of a mission that is going to be using languages to reach some of the last tribes in the world who have never heard the word of God. And, of course, we're told that before the Lord comes, that they're going to have to reach all the people in the world, and then the Lord will come. And so David's going to be working with this ministry, and we're going to be helping him, and perhaps you'll want to help too. I mean, basically, at my age, I can't go out into the mission field. My wife and I are getting along in years, but all we can always certainly share the experiences of the people who are on the front lines of this battle for the souls and hearts of men. David, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan, for having me.
Why don't you tell our listeners about this new ministry you're going into?
Dr. Stan, thank you. I'm really excited about Global Recordings Network. It used to be Gospel Recordings, and it started back actually in 1939 with a missionary who was home on furlough, and she was really sick. Wanted to get the gospel message and some good gospel music to her people back in Honduras. And so she recorded some sermons in Spanish, as well as some gospel singing in Spanish, and sent it back to the people. And the response was overwhelming. And many other tribes started wanting recordings. And then other missionaries, like one with the Navajo Indians, wanted to get a recording in Navajo. And then up in Alaska and all around the world, God started opening up that vision more and more. And now, many years later, 6,200 languages have been done. And GRN, Global Recordings Network mission, is trying to get all the languages of the world, the gospel in those indigenous languages. So we're really excited to be able to be a part of that. As recordists, so we're going to go through some training down in California and then off to Australia to get more additional training for recording. And you had a question about that, Dr. Stan, last time, so I think I'd like to start with addressing how do we get the gospel recorded into an indigenous tribal person's language when we don't speak their language?
All right, that's a good question. I want you to tell us, how do you get the gospel in a specific language if you don't speak the language?
Yeah, what we do is we speak a trade language in the country of Vanuatu, for instance, this country, this island nation that we want to go to, that is off the coast of Australia, about 1,500 miles out in the ocean, something like that. And what we do is they have three trade languages, Bislama and French and English, and using those as trade languages, we get a person that speaks their native language that speaks one of these other languages, and we do a series of messages starting from creation all the way through Christ into the book of Acts and through the early church, and then we check those recordings with other native speakers who also speak a trade language. And then after we're confident that the message is accurate, then we send those off to Australia to get the final recordings proofed and put onto a really sturdy MP3 player that can be wound up and brought back to those people. And it's really exciting.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be right back. Well, basically, how many people are on this island? Is this just one island, or is this an archipelago of islands?
Yes, that's correct, Dr. Stan. It's actually, I've heard it's 200 islands. 82 of them are inhabited. But there is 131 languages on these islands and 250,000 people. Now, Vanuatu has a real history of not being kind to their missionaries back in the, you know, earlier years. A lot of the early missionaries were killed and eaten. And so the early missionaries had a real problem because they had a history of blackbird birding or whatever. These sailors would come in and take the people as slaves, basically, and take them to different places and make them work. And then they would sometimes introduce diseases. And so they started getting really wary of white people. And so when the missionaries came, a lot of the early missionaries were actually killed as soon as they hit the shores and eaten. But we're trusting that we'll have a better reception than that now, and with lots of people praying. We hope, Dr. Stan, to get the remaining 60 languages. There's been about 70 languages that have already had the gospel recorded in their language, and there's about 60 remaining, and that is the goal of our life. We want to spend our lives focusing on trying to get absolutely accurate recordings of the Word of God from Genesis through the book of Acts in those remaining 60 languages in that place. So that's what we're trusting the Lord for, and that's what we're
Well, now, basically, you say from Genesis to the book of Acts, what about the rest of the New Testament? Or is it that's just the important thing, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Acts. Is that what you do, or is that how does that work?
Yeah, well, it's kind of a matter of opportunity, and it's up to the recordist from what I understand. You know, as we pray and seek the Lord on what are the needs of that particular tribe, sometimes much more of the Bible is recorded, you know. So if there's opportunity, if the tribe has access or they can send a person out, say, to the place where we are going to be basing out of, we're planning on basing out of the capital city, the airport, Vila. And if the people could send somebody out and spend more time with us, then we could do more recordings in their language. But Dr. Stan, I want to tell you something that's really neat that just happened today to me. A friend of mine took me into Spokane to a luncheon that ended up being a bunch of missionaries, actually. And I didn't know that it was going to be all these missionaries there. And so we were talking about the different ministries.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and David and his wife, of course, are going to be spending the rest of their lives getting the Bible into the remaining languages. I mean, they're languages, they already have the Bible in over 5,000, 5,600 languages, but there's still a couple of hundred languages, or almost that. And suddenly in this archipelago, there's suddenly 1,500 miles north of Australia, off the coast of Australia. There's suddenly about 150 islands, 80 of them have people living on them. And there are a whole flock of different languages there, suddenly. How many different languages in this archipelago you're going to?
The statistics we have say 131 languages.
131 languages. But anyway, they're going to help to get this in the Bible into these 131 languages, because we're told before the Lord comes, they're going to take the word of the Lord into all the world, and that's what he's really doing. Now, he was telling us that he went just today, I believe, into Spokane, and he was going to address a meeting. He didn't know there were going to be a lot of missionaries there, but pick up the story, David. You were telling us that you went and you did. Was it this morning that you gave the talk?
Yeah, it was this. It was actually this afternoon these missionaries asked me to give a, you know, basically tell what the Lord's been doing in our lives. And right after that, I went to wash my hands in the bathroom, and there was this Chinese gentleman in there, and I started talking with him and asked him what languages he spoke, and I told him, I said there is the most amazing website. It's called Five Fish, the number five, so just the number five, FISH.com, so fivefish.com, and if you punch in fivefish.com, it should bring you up to GRN's website that has all the different languages that they've done, and there's over 6,000 languages that they have recorded the gospel in. And so I was asking this guy, I said, how many languages are there in China? And he said, there's like 1,000, you know. He didn't know exactly how many. He said, you can go 10 miles down the road and they'll speak a different dialect. And I told him, I said, hey, why don't you go on the website and punch in the number 5 and then FISH and hit enter. And I said, there's a website for GRN, Global Recordings Network, that will come up, and you can punch in your language that you heard your mama speak in the home. We call that the mother tongue. And I said, you can hear the gospel, the Bible, in your own language. The man was so excited, he started shaking my hand, and he was like, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. He was so excited. I told two more people on my way out of the restaurant that were both from different places in China, and they had the same reaction. And I'm just thinking, you know, Dr. Stan, this is an amazing time to be alive. You know, is the world going to heck in a handbasket? Yeah. Are things crazy around us? Yeah. But you know what? We in the church in America have technology. Who doesn't have a laptop computer or a cell phone that can, download a website? Do you realize that every single one of us can give the gospel to people in their own mother tongue, their own language that they grew up in their home hearing, and we can do it with the technology we have?
And the thing is, really is amazing. And basically, of course, it could be used for good or evil. And it's used for evil. It's used to watch us, to listen to us. But it also, certainly, you have access to information that we've never had access to. And we've never had the ability to reach people throughout the world as we do today. And certainly, the fact that they have all these languages and you can actually hear the gospel in 6,000 different languages, over 6,000 different languages. And David's going to be working then to get to this archipelago where they have literally hundreds of different languages for this 250,000 people. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment on this, Sydney and David and his wife, now how soon would you be going to begin to start your ministry? You say you're going to Australia first, or where do you begin learning how to do this?
Yeah, the immediate plan is to get right down to California and get our training going. Now, they're bending the rules a little bit for us because we've been missionaries in the past, and they want us to come down to California right away, and they're hoping that during that time we can go ahead and raise our support to get on over to the mission field. But after about 4 to 6 months down in California, we're going to try to make it over to Australia this summer, because this summer they're going to be having the recordist training for for the different people around the world that are wanting to learn how to record accurately the scriptures in different people's languages. And then after that training, we'd be going out to Vanuatu and getting right to work. Dr. Stan, if I could, I just a thought came to my mind. You know, the Bible says that where there is no vision, the people perish. And I've really been afraid for the church in America. You know, Jesus Christ told us, he says, you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. But, you know, if the salt loses its saltiness, what good is it? It's not fit for the dung heap, you know? It's trampled under the feet of men. And I think, man, if there ever was a time in America where the church needs to have a renewal of the vision that God gave us, it's now. I just want to remind our listeners, if it's all right, of the words of Jesus Christ before he ascended into heaven in Matthew 28:18-20. He says this, he says, all authority is given to me in heaven and in earth. Go therefore and teach all the nations. Baptist, he says, Jesus says, man, I have been given all authority on the earth. All power has been given unto me in heaven and earth. We know that scripture so well, but we don't think about what that means sometimes. Jesus Christ died on the cross, shed his blood to pay for the sin of us so that we can be made right with God. And then he tells us in, I think it's 1 Corinthians chapter 5, he says, that we are ambassadors with him, that just as Jesus Christ was in this world reconciling the world back to God, so also we've been given this ministry of reconciliation. And when we lose that vision, when we lose that focus, our light grows dim and the darkness comes in like a flood. I was thinking about your the book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, and how true that is. I mean, the evil powers that are influencing people all around us to pass wicked laws and to do wicked things, what's causing that? What is allowing that to happen? And I just can't help but wonder, Dr. Stan, if we in the church could just remember that Jesus Christ told us, he says, you guys, all the authority in heaven and on earth is mine, and I'm therefore, based upon that authority, I'm sending you out into the world. I recently heard a quote from somebody, and I'm going to probably butcher it a little bit, but I mean, he basically said, if you are not taking the gospel message out into the world and attacking the darkness in the uttermost parts of the earth, that darkness will come in and it will attack your inner comfort. And man, that's exactly what I see happening in our churches today.
I'm sure it is. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. If you have a question or comment for David, don't be bashful. Give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, David, Sydney, then how long would you be here in California?
We're planning on being in California for up to 6 months. We're not 100% sure exactly how long, but up to 6 months.
And how can people get in touch with you if they'd like to support you and you and your ministry and your wife? And as you begin preparing for this really exciting adventure there, and of course you'll be going overseas and you'll be actually bring the Word of God into communities that have never heard it, because of course the gospel is not in those languages. So how could people get in touch with you if they'd like to partner with you in this adventure?
Yeah, well, they can either contact us via email, and we can give them our newsletters, and we'll have some pictures in there as well. The email address is David Gale, G-A-I-L, Rogne, R-O-G-N-E, 2013, so 2013, at gmail.com. So the email address again, David Gale Rogne, 2013, at gmail.com. So just David, D-A-V-I-D, Gale, G-A-I-L, R-O-G-N-E, 2013, 2013, at gmail.com. And we'll give you our newsletter, or you can go on to globalrecordings.net. Just type in Global Recordings and the Mission Global Recordings Network, will come up, and you can contact them and say, hey, we're interested in some missionaries, David and Gail Rogney, and they will be able to get you the information needed to be able to send any kind of support you'd like to do
well,
that.
Basically, they must have a fairly large organization, though, don't they?
Yeah, I think Global Recordings is made up of 22 different bases around the world, maybe 23 now. There was, I think Brazil was coming online. But it's kind of ironic, but there's not as many recordists going out, especially from America nowadays. I think we're the only ones left. So the newsletter that announced our joining the mission and that we're going to be sent out as recordists also announced the retiring, you know, that the last of the American recordists are now retiring. And that's not to say that we still, the Global Recordings Network is still doing major events in both the United States and Mexico. For instance, 4th of July, they go to Washington, D.C. and hand out thousands of CDs of the gospel into, I can't remember how many different languages, but all the different people that come from around the world to celebrate the 4th of July are given, you know, when they come to the booth, they're given a CD of the gospel in their language. And we can all do that, and that's really exciting.
All right, well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and of course, David's going to fulfill the commandment, go into all the world and spread the gospel. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountain to the prairie to the ocean, white with gold. Oh, bless America, my home, sweet home.
From the mountains. of makes you think of Blake, doesn't it? Makes you think of a lot of things. We're going to be in this yet, Mom.
Hello, Sam.
Hi, Mom.
Hello, darling.
New song?
Brand new, first time in the air.
Brand new, my eye. You know, I threw that song out of Yip Yip Yap Bang 22 years ago. Sounds better now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dave Rogne, R-O-G-N-E. His wife is Gail, and their website is David Gail Rogne, R-O-G-N-E, 2013 at, and where is that now? Where the
gmail.com.
At gmail.com. That's David Gail Rogne, 2013. That's this year at gmail.com. If you have a question to David, who's going to fulfill that commandment to go out into all the world and bring the gospel to all the nations, why, he's on his way to begin training to do that. And they certainly have the language in over the gospel in over 6,000 languages. I know how many more certainly places are there in the world where they don't have the they have languages that where they don't have the gospel, or have they got just about all of them now?
You know, Dr. Stan, that's a great question, because there's so many different dialects of languages that are known, and GRN estimates that there's between 10 and 15,000 different languages and dialects. Now, some of those, I think Wycliffe had 5,000 to 6,000 languages as how many languages there probably are in the world. But there's a lot of dialects of some of those languages. And so, you know, GRN really wants to pay attention to what they call the tail enders. In other words, there's a lot of small tribes of less than 10,000 people who don't really have any missions really looking at them. And so the method that we do is can take as little as three weeks to a month to go in there, get good recordings, and take those recordings out, get them processed, and send a recorder back in there. And then what we do is we take a group of people, and we have a flip chart. And so while the lessons are being played in the language of that particular tribe, we flip through the pictures to help illustrate what's being said, so that we can take them through the creation of the world and through the old covenant approach of coming to God. He's holy. And blood has to be there for atonement for sin, and then through Jesus Christ, who he is, and what salvation is really all about. So, like I say, the exciting thing is it can happen in as little as 3 weeks to a month, and so we're able to make a lot more headway with a lot less resources.
Will you actually go to these primitive islands? Or
yes, definitely.
Well, basically, what do they do there? Do they make their living by fishing? I've never heard of these islands. Is there any tourism? Or how do they survive?
Yeah, there is a lot of tourism in some of these South Pacific islands. But some of the places are, you know, up in the mountains. In other words, tourists may come in contact with some of these people down around the edges of the islands. And sometimes a person has to, you know, hike in a ways or up the mountains and different, you know, get into the different places. And so we've committed to doing that. I've got two sons that are teenagers, and they've committed to helping us to trek into some of these, you know, rough places and spend the nights. And, you know, we've been missionaries before, and some of the islands that I've been to in New Guinea, I remember sleeping in huts and having the rats run over your legs at night. You don't necessarily sleep all that well. I've seen big centipedes and scorpions and different. In fact, just one little quick story. You know, one morning I was praying on my face on the ground there, and I don't know how long I'd been there, but as the light finally started becoming light, I went ahead and got up, and right down there at my neck was one of the transparent scorpions, excuse me. Right there next to my jugular vein was this scorpion, and I thought, oh my goodness, that was the type that can really put you out of business, you know, for a week at a time. Well, a friend of mine got stung by one in the foot, and it put him down for a week, and I thought, I don't know what to do if it got you in the jugular, but, you know, the Lord is so faithful, and his word is so true. He has told us that he's never going to leave us or forsake us. In fact, I want to share this scripture because, you know, as people, we tend to think about the things that we can see. We worry about money. We worry about clothing and food. And that's normal. But Jesus Christ calls us to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And he promises to take care of all those other things, including centipedes and scorpions and the bad bugs.
Well, anyway, I assume the scorpion didn't bite you, and so that you guys, you're actually here with us tonight. Our guest, of course, is David Rogney. And if you're suddenly have a question or comment, give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We've got Sarah calling in from Tri-Cities. We're going to hold her call until after the break because I want you to hear what she has to say. But give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And isn't it wonderful to know that people are going to be out there reaching these people in primitive areas as we're commanded by the gospel.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountain, through the prairie, through the ocean, white with gold.
From the mountains,
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening is David Rogney, and he and his wife Gail are going to be going off on missionary work again to bring Bible translations to people in the South Pacific. And we have Sarah right now calling us from Tri-Cities. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But hi, Sarah, do you have a question or comment?
Well, I just have a question. I would appreciate it if David could give that web address again where you can get the gospel in all different languages, and I guess you can send it to people in that language, email it to them.
Well, what about that, David? Is that the place that they would go? How would they get the gospel in the different languages to send to people? Go ahead.
Yeah, there's a couple of ways. Sarah, that's a great question. You can go on to Global Recordings Network. You can even probably type in gospel recordings, but their official website is www.grnusa.net.
Give that once again.
The web address again, www.grnusa.
That's Global Recording Network USA. Go ahead.
Yeah, Global Recording Network USA.net. And the thing that I saw was called Five Fish, the number five, and the letters F-I-S-H. And, I'm not a very good computer guy, so I just punched in the number 5 and F-I-S-H and hit enter, and on the Google search engine that I was on, it came right up. And you can type in the language, and if, you know, like Swahili or something, okay? And it will come up and give you the recordings for that language. You can burn them off onto a CD. Or if you want to spend the extra money to get professional copies of the recordings, you can actually go to Global Recordings Network and request those CDs for that particular language and others as well.
That's just incredible. Can you actually even email those recordings to people from that website?
Yeah, as far as I know, you can absolutely. You can email them. You can burn them off. You can use your new technology phones. The director of the mission had just recently emailed me, and he told me, he says, there's 7 billion people in the world and 5 billion cell phones, and a lot of these cell phones now, you can actually record the recordings onto the cell phone or send the person the website. So, again, I'm not a very good technology guy. You know, I'm learning a lot as I go, but I tried it out for myself. And then there's another way you can do it that's even trickier. You can ask, you can contact Global Recordings Network, and I can give you their phone number.
Great.
And that phone number is toll-free, 888-444-7872. And you can request basically their business cards. And on the back of those business cards, there is one of these things that you scan with your smartphones nowadays. That, you know how they have those little scanning things? I don't know what they're called.
Right.
And you can scan that, and the website just comes up, and you type in whatever language you want.
Wow.
Isn't that exciting, Sarah?
It's very exciting. I know a young man from Morocco, and he does speak English. But I'm trying to get the gospel to him in as many different ways as I possibly can.
All right, well, here's a wonderful opportunity. That's probably the reason that you were assigned to listen to the program tonight.
I listen all the time, Dr. Stan. I wouldn't miss it. I learned so much from you. And I want to thank you and David for both of y'all's ministry. You're doing just amazing things.
God bless you.
Thank you so very, very much.
Thank you so very much. What a privilege it is to have a voice in time like this. Good night and God bless.
Yes.
Okay, well, my telephone is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question for David, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And he's going to Southern California to learn the initial parts of this. And then he's going to Australia to learn more. And then he's going to be off to the islands, and he and his wife and his two teenage boys. And what an adventure for them. Are your boys going to come back and get into college? What are the plans for them?
You know, Dr. Stan, I got to be honest. I'm really hoping that God will just absolutely saturate their heart with a burden to reach the lost. In fact, I was at this it was about 80 people there, I guess, at this luncheon. And, you know, Dr. Stan, this last spring I had to have knee surgery, and I was wrestling with one of my teenage sons the other day, and he took me down and kind of busted something in my shoulder and my chest. And you know, we just don't, we get older. It's just a fact. And so I'm really hoping that God will really captivate the hearts and bodies of our young people, and that they're going to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, possess their vessels well, and not give themselves to the things of the world, and not dishonor their bodies with other people. You know, that they will give their lives for the Lord and service to him. And that's my prayer for my sons, I'll be honest with you.
Well, I hope it is as well. And it's just in what capacity will they serve? And because it's going to give them a real opportunity to decide. And it sounds like an exciting time for them. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And are there missionaries in this archipelago at the present time?
Oh, I'm sure there are. We don't know any of the missionaries in Vanuatu at this time, but I'm sure that when we get over there, we'll meet some. And one of the things I really appreciate about GRN is that we work with different good godly missions. We try to have our recordings available to anybody that's really truly preaching the gospel. We want that available to all, you know.
Oh, GRM would be Global Recording Mission, is that right?
GRN.
N, okay.
Global Recording Network.
Global Recording Network. Okay, yeah. Fine. So,
Global Recordings Network. Dr. Stan, if I could.
You go right ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to share basically what the Lord's really been impressing upon my heart and mind lately. We read through the scriptures as a family, and one night we were going through the Second Peter chapter 3, so the third chapter in the book of 2 Peter, and we read these words: "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements which melt with fervent heat, both the earth and the works that are in it, will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God?" And then it goes on. And I thought to myself when I read that, I remember thinking, wow, Lord, are you actually saying that we, by being faithful to you, by being obedient to your call, that we can actually speed up the coming of the great day of the Lord, in which we will be caught up to meet him in the air? We'll be able to, escape, the wrath of God. We believe that the rapture occurs prior to the outpouring of the wrath of God. And you know what? When the Lord showed me, there's a couple other passages that deal with this. One of them is Matthew 24, verse 14. And if I could, I'd like to read that, because, the Bible says that heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. And we believe the word of God. And here's what it says in Matthew 24, 14. It says, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." Now, in the context, the disciples had asked Jesus, "When's the temple going to be destroyed? When's going to be the sign of your coming? And when's going to be the end of this age?" And I think Jesus is clearly telling us the end of this age that we call the church age is going to occur when the last one is saved. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all are going to come to repentance. And so we really want to be about that business. We want to really be faithful to the Lord and just step out in obedience when he calls us, so we go.
Well, I think that's exciting. Let's go to Richard, who's calling us from Spokane. Hi, Richard. How are we doing?
Hey, Dr. Stan, I appreciate your program. Thanks for letting me on. I just wanted to say that, you know, what your guest was just saying, that kind of dovetails with Romans 9, 10, and 11, talking about the Jewish people experiencing a hardening of their hearts until the full number of the Gentiles shall come in. And I have always been taught that when that last Gentile gets saved, that kind of closes out the church age, and then that puts Israel back front and center for that 70th week of Daniel. But what I was going to ask is, how a fella could get involved. I'm a hygienist and I have a dental background, and I was just wondering if your guest knew of any medical or dental missions that I might be able to participate in down there in those islands and use that as an open door for the gospel as well.
Yeah, that is a great question, Richard. That's one of the exciting things about GRN. You know, we've formerly been with a couple of other missions, and in those particular venues, we really didn't have as much of an opportunity for people to come in and really help. But you could absolutely come over, stay with us, go out into the field with us when we go out to give the gospel to these people. And, you know, obviously having that background in dentistry, or if there was doctors that would come, all of that can be used. You know, we don't believe in the social gospel, the idea that we are here to make this world a better place, and yet we do believe in giving what we have to the Lord to proclaim the gospel.
I want to say we're getting sort of a feedback. Is that on your end, Richard?
That was on my end. Yeah, I'm sorry. I just turned off my radio.
Okay, if I can suggest another thing, Richard. We saw the most amazing program on 60 Minutes. I watch 60 Minutes every evening because I want to know what the enemy is doing. But this was a wonderful program. It was the story of a ship. And I think it's the African Mercy, something of that sort, although it was last night on CBS. And it's this ship that goes from port to port in Africa. And they certainly do maxillofacial surgery and oral surgery, but I'm sure they have a room there for dentists as well. And basically, they showed pictures of the people, you know, that go into port, and there'd be people as far as you can see. I mean, literally hundreds of people waiting to get onto that ship for medical care, because there's nothing in those countries. And basically it reminded me of when I was in South Africa at the University of Bloemfontein, and we went up to Lesotho, and my chief of orthopedics and I went there. And of course here the news had gone out all across Lesotho, which is a small nation, completely surrounded by South Africa, and the American doctors were coming, and there must have been 150 people lined up for the two of us to examine. And of course a lot of them didn't even have orthopedic problems, they just had medical problems and desperate for help. And certainly, I'd suggest you get hold of David Rogney, Richard. But you might even think about that that ship in Africa, because they would have the facilities where you would certainly for dental care. It's a floating hospital, and it's amazing, amazing story. Last night, CBS.
Oh, very good. Thank you.
60 Minutes. Anything else you'd like to say, Richard, before we let you go?
Can I contact your guest through grnusa.net?
Well, basically, why don't you go directly to him? And that's Gail, David Gail Rogney. That's their email. David Gail Rogney, R-O-G-N-E, @gmail.com.
David Gail Rogney, 2013@gmail.com. And Richard, and for anybody else that wants to contact me directly, because I'm only an hour and a half basically from Spokane, and I'm going to come back down there and meet you, Richard. But you can contact me also on my cell phone at 208-215-0130.
Give that once again.
Okay, 208-215-0130.
Okay, Richard.
215-0130. Thank you.
And Richard, I think it's wonderful that you would be willing to give your time and you know, to help others. But this is really what it's all about. In fact, this, my wife and I watched this film last night about this African mercy ship. It was really, you know, we just wish we were a lot younger. We could do something. I hope you can pitch in and help. People all over the world are desperate for help today. God bless you. Thanks very much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And once again, the email, David, give your email out.
Yeah, it's, my name is David. My wife, Gail, G-A-I-L. Our last name is Rogne, R-O-G-N-E. The year that we're in is 2013, and we just got our Gmail account. So it's davidgailrogne2013@gmail.com.
And here, of course, is my wife, Barbara. Hi, Barbara. How are we doing?
I'm doing just fine. Hi, David. It's just good to hear from you. And I'm sorry to hear, you know, that you're... in some ways, I'm sorry to hear you're going away. And in some ways, I'm very happy that you are going what to do what you are doing. Because you are going to be fulfilling God's mission in these times to spread the word to everybody that can hear it before the end comes. And that's so important.
Thank you, Barbara. And I just want to encourage you that we're all in this together. We're all a part of the family of God. And, you know, at different times we all play maybe a little different role, but we can all be involved in this.
Well, we will be, David, because you and Gail have supported us ever since you came back from Papua New Guinea. And if anybody wants to, we have some of their books left, The Miracles in the Jungle, which tells the story of their time when they were there. But as I told Gail, I said that the tables are going to turn here because you have supported us, and we are going to support you in what you were doing, because it is, I feel it is so important.
And we do have the books written by David, Miracle in the Jungle, or Miracles in the Jungle. So if you want to get those, Chris, you can call us here at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Anything else, Barbara?
Yeah, there was one thing that Gail, when she wrote me, had sent an article from the GRN magazine, and I whether they send this out on a monthly basis, I wasn't too sure, but it was a story of just an incredible story of how of God brings people together in very different ways to hear his message. And if anybody would like to have a copy of that, please call our answering service, and we'd be happy to send a copy of that. I was hoping that David would have a chance to read that tonight, but he didn't. And but all of his information was so wonderful. And we just wish you all the best in the world, and God bless you, and thank you ever so much for, you know, the work that you are doing and what you are giving up in worldly ways to do what you were doing. And we really appreciate it.
And I guess if you want that item, 800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, give us a call and we'll get that off to you. Thanks so much for calling, Barbara.
We want to keep everybody in touch with them and help them.
Okay, anything else?
No, thank you. Just God bless both David and Gail for everything they're doing.
Okay, fine.
Thank you, Barbara.
Yeah, David, what are your parting thoughts for our listeners tonight?
You know, one of the things that struck my wife and I that we really didn't know, that two-thirds of the world communicates orally. Two-thirds of the world can either not read or won't read, or they just don't read. And this is something that a lot of missions are learning now. We know that the scripture, Romans 10, verse 17, says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let's all proclaim the gospel. You know, when God prompts it upon your heart to share the gospel with somebody, speak the word. And that's what we need to do. We need to speak the word of God. We need to get the gospel recorded in every language and proclaim it boldly so that all the earth may know the one true God. Amen?
I think it's amazing that two-thirds of the world either can't read or doesn't read.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, we live in a world that we really don't understand in many ways, but I'm sure that what you're doing is going to help us to do that. And this great Sydney, the mission fields that are out there. Sydney, is there much in the way of Christianity in that archipelago? Has the gospel been able to reach some of these people, do you know?
Oh, definitely. Definitely, Dr. Stan. There are definitely places where they have little churches and whatnot, and we've seen some of those videos and stuff. But, you know, they really do need to have the Word of God in their language. And, you know, in all of those places, there's a lot of syncretism. And so one of the things we really want to do is we want to get the Word of God, you know, the accurate, correct gospel in their language so they can hear it over and over and over again and share it with everybody in their language.
Well, I think it's exciting. We're certainly going to be hoping that you keep in touch with us, let us know how things are going. And, of course, with the miracle of certainly of telephone, why we can reach people all over the world. In fact, we reach people regularly in New Zealand, and we reach them regularly, certainly, over in England, and there's no reason why we couldn't reach people, certainly, even in some archipelago of just north of Australia. Anyway, we hope that you keep be in touch with us, and the best of luck to you and Gail, both, if you get close to Santa Cruz. Well, I don't hesitate to give us a call, and would love to see you and meet you in person. Anyway, God bless, the best to both of you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stan, and God bless you, and God bless America.
God bless. Bye-bye, and thanks so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, fine. That was David Rogney, and remember, that's David Gail Rogney, 2013@gmail.com. We'll be right back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we hope you enjoyed the conversation with David this evening. And certainly he started supporting us when he was the minister of a church, I think up in Washington, and just back from the mission field. And now, of course, we're going to start supporting him. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you'd like to become part of what they're doing, they have to raise their own support. And if you'd like to help them, why, of course, you can get in touch with them. David Yale Rogney, 2013, David Gale Rogney, 2013, and Rogney spelled R-O-G-N-E, and that's at gmail.com. And if you can't remember, you can always give us a call and we'll get you the information. Then, of course, we do need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, why, of course, you can subscribe to our newsletter. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Why, you can certainly get the various items we have. You can get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or A Case of Them at a Marked Reduced Price, or certainly the talks we have on geoengineering, or on the threat of an EMP attack, or on deadly assassins. These are all 4-tape sets. We have certainly hundreds of 4-tape sets. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, or if you'd like to get a catalog, it's got all the things listed. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And certainly, as I say, if you'd like to get the catalog, if you'd like to get information on spices or health products or Miracle 2 products or Berkey or any of the products that we carry that help us to maintain our network, and we do this simply because it keeps us going, it pays the bills, but more than that, of course, it allows us to maintain our network all across America. And, of course, you can hear us on the Internet, on iPod, on iPhone, on shortwave, on satellite. Certainly, you can hear us on radio stations all across America. And what a privilege it is to have a voice in times like this, where we can talk to people certainly all over the world through the miracle of telephone, and then broadcast that, and we broadcast it directly, we broadcast it by satellite, and we broadcast it on the Internet, and certainly people all over the world actually listen to these programs. We may never hear from them, but we know that they're out there, and if you know others, we hope that you'll encourage them to listen to our programs. They may think we're crazy to begin with. Before long, they're going to be afraid we're not, and hopefully we will believe them, at least to begin considering the claims of the Bible, and hopefully many of them will certainly become followers of our Lord Jesus Christ, because that's what this is really all about. It is about bringing people into a realization that the world we live in is artificial. The real world is certainly is the world of our Lord, and that He is directing things. He's directed my life, and He will direct your life, and you're going to need that direction in the very difficult times that lie ahead. And as I said earlier, I talked to a gentleman, friend of mine, spent many years, 30 years in the CIA, and he's just back from Turkey. And he was just telling me really of the tragic situation that's over there. And everything points to the fact that there's going to be a war, either between Israel and Lebanon, Hezbollah, between Israel and Syria, between Israel and Iraq. And certainly there's a great deal of hard feeling between Israel and Turkey at the present time. And America is going to be involved in the affairs that come. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, we're no longer isolated. And certainly with the availability of nations all throughout the world to have short and intermediate range missiles, and the fact that they don't have to be intercontinental missiles, they can simply be on a freighter or on a barge off the east or west coast of the United States or off the Gulf of Mexico coast. And of course, America could be under attack tomorrow. And believe me, a cataclysmic event could occur. And if you've ever read the Revelations about a last Babylon, the mother of harlots, and the destruction of the financial center of the world, that's the United States, ladies and gentlemen. That's the United States, and the merchants of the world will weep because they'll no longer be able to sell their products. Our number 1-800-544-8927. We're heading into difficult times. Keep your eyes on the Lord. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
Radio show. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Hope you did something good for yourself and someone else. We're going to be talking about news that I wish I didn't have to tell you about, and some of it is so stupid. And to people like Renee out there who utilize duct tape to keep their head together, keep it from exploding, you better get some in advance. I'm giving you a duct tape warning today because there is some really, really, really stupid news. I don't even want to think it exists. Joining me in the studio is Doug Breath Hour today. Thank you, Doug, for joining us in the Power Hour.
Good morning, Joyce. Glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you in the studio because need reinforcements with this news today. Just to let you know who's going to be on the show today, Harold Save will be joining us in the second hour, and chemtrails are the issue. This man has done his homework, let me tell you. He has done his homework. Go to the news section or go to the Power Hour guest section, and you can click on his website. He is a retired hospital administrator who is going after the chemtrail issue. And I'll tell you what, I could not be happier. I'm so glad